الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the beginning of Islam, in a span of 25 years, Islam reached China, France in the West, and Mali in Africa. That was the da'wah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Within 25 years, most of the old world was taken over by Islam. In a very short time, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed it on. Immediately, Arabs started to abandon Islam. There were only three cities that were firm in Islam: Mecca, Al-Madinah, and Taif. All the other, they left Islam. And not only that, there were so many of them that claimed to be prophets. The first was Musaylamah al-Kadhab in Yamama. He was a clan, his clan was from Bani Hanifa. There was a lady called Sajaha bint Amr al-Tighlabiyya. She claimed that she was a prophet of Allah, and she got a lot of followers. Al-Aswad al-Anasi claimed he was a prophet in Yemen and Yamama. Tulayha, Talha ibn Khuwaylid al-Asadi claimed he was a prophet, and many others. Many others. Even a few years back, there was an Indian man called Ratan al-Hindi. He claimed he was a prophet. Every time they will come back, there was ridda, jama'iyya. There was Arabs. The reason was that there were so many of them that hided nifaq, hypocrisy. And there were others who were scared of giving tawla or jizya. And there were so many reasons. But when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed it on, they say, since the Prophet is not here, we will go back to our roots. There was also Malik ibn Nuwayra and others who said, we are Muslims, but we will not pay zakat, we will not give out zakat, because the Prophet is not here to please, to bless us and to give dua to us. No one will supplicate. خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرُهُمْ to be purified وَتُزَكِيهِمْ. So they say no one is purifying us and no one is supplicating for us, so we will not give zakat. Malik ibn Nuwayra was the head of that group. So only three cities, Mecca, Medina, and Taif, were firm in Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he immediately started to form Jaysh to fight this, especially those who say no zakat and Musaylamah al-Kadhab. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you remember a hadith in Bukhari, hadith Abi Huraira, Abu Bakr was a very weak as to the eyes of money. He was weak. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very sick, he used to tell Aisha, tell Abu Bakr, falyusalli bin nas. Tell your father to lead the prayer. Aisha says, my father is a very weak man. Can I tell Umar to lead the prayer? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. Tell Abu Bakr to lead the prayer. Aisha says, Abu Bakr is very weak. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the iman and the truthfulness of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed it on, and Abu Bakr said that he will fight those who abandoned Islam, Umar said, how can you fight them? Especially those who disobey to give zakat. Wallahi law mana'uni anaqan. Anaq is a small male goat. Anaq. Wafi riwayatin law mana'uni iqalan. Iqal is that rope that they tie with the camel. Wallahi law mana'uni anaqan aw iqalan, that they used to give to Prophet ﷺ, I will fight them with that. Umar said, how can you fight them? And they are saying, La ilaha illallah. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to fight them. And the Ali ibn al-Madini said, A'azza Allahu deenahu bis-siddiqi yawm al-riddah. Till Abu Bakr returned all Arabs to Islam. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, we see in Jazirat al-Arab, Arabian Peninsula, that today there is such abandoning of Islam and following the ways and the desires and the root is of paganism, the root is of Satan, the root is of Jahiliyyah. And we hear that one Muslim, an Arab country, says that adultery is haram. You can do tijara with zina, and you can collect money. You bring from China 5,000 ladies, you rent for them, and you get an income. That is diversifying the income. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. What income? And Prophet ﷺ says, ثَمَنُ وَمَهْرُ الْبَغِيِّ خَبِيثٌ. Not only haram, it is disgusting. It is something that even the non-Muslims who have the pure hearts, they cannot accept. Others, they build the largest Buddhist center in one Muslim Arab country. Buddhists. And what do they worship? They worship idols that sometime they put in at home. When they are going to the office, they put it in the bag and they take it to the office. And then from office, they travel with someone who is traveling with his God. And we are following such people who are lost. Others today, they are celebrating Halloween. Halloween is ibadatu shaitan. It is the worship of Satan. It's a worship of Satan. And not only that, they resemble that they are coming out of the grave. They are mocking Akhirah. They are mocking that there is a day of the hereafter. An Arab Muslim country is celebrating. Not only that, they will bring those who are cursed by Allah, those the so-called disco dancers and so on. So today we are going back. Islam is going back. There's abandoning of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reason being that we are following the ways and the desires of Satan and the West. And what do the West want? Why they want Muslims to be gays? Why they want Muslims to be lesbians? They fight us physically. They couldn't defeat us. They tried to fight us through our mishaf. They couldn't defeat us because we memorize Al-Quran. Now they say we will fight them through what today they are doing. Diversifying the income, moderation, globalization. But the end is what? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ. That is the end of this. What they want is to shun the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what they want. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ حَتَّى لِلْغَايَةِ. They will never be pleased with you. Even those players who play football, now it's must that they put a banner, rainbow banner, that they support lesbianism and gayism. What is the connection between gays and football? And they are minority. Those who deviated, those are minority. Why do they give them that space? And they are not doing that in Europe, in America. They want to do it in the Muslim countries. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to understand the ways of Satan and the ways of our enemies. And we need to uphold to the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the understanding of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. This is what we need today. If we don't do that today, then masses, especially young people will deviate, will astray from the path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبتنا على الإسلام. اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام وأمتنا على الإسلام وأحينا مسلمين وأمتنا مسلمين. واعلموا أن الله عز وجل أمركم أن تصلوا وتسلموا على النبي. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا، اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا، اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا، اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات، المؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.